Namabuddhaya. It is quite easy to be patient and to be calm when the life goes smoothly. But where our real patience comes into test is in the middle of adversity. I know it is very difficult to practice patience for all of us. It is easier to say to be patient. It is easier to advise to be patient, but it is easy to, and also it is easier to talk about patience, but to practice this quality, it is really, really challenging for every one of us. So although it is difficult, although it is challenging, we have to practice this amazing quality that brings the happiness and the calmness and peace to our life. So let's talk about how to practice patience according to Buddha's teachings. So in Buddhism, patience is considered as the greatest virtue. In Dhammapada, verse number 184, the Buddha says, "Patience is the highest virtue." The Buddha say that Nibbana is supreme. And the one who harms others is not a monk. And one who destroys others is not a monk. So in Buddhism, a bigger space and a bigger value is given to the patience and to practice the patience as the practice of patience as an inner quality. Not just to talk about it, not just to read about it or to learn about it, but the real practice. So in Buddhism, the greatest quality in Buddhism, the greatest virtue is considered as the patience also. So what exactly is patience? The Buddha describes this as follows. And what's the patience practice? It is when a bhikkhu endures cold, heat, hunger, and thirst. They endure the touch of flies, mosquitoes, wind, sun, and reptiles. They endure rude and unwelcome criticism, and they put up with physical pain, sharp, severe, acute and unpleasant, disagreeable, and life-threatening. This is called the patience practice. In another sutta, the Buddha explains about the patience as follows. What is the patient practice? It is when someone abuses, annoys, or argues with you, and you don't abuse, annoy, or argue back at them. This is called the patience practice. So being able to put up with ups and downs and challenging situations and disagreeable experiences in life is called patience. But to be honest, it is really difficult to be patient. Yes, it is difficult. It is going to be difficult, and it will be always difficult. It will never be easy, because that's the nature of all good practices in life. The Buddha said, what brings the happiness to your life, to practice such qualities, is the most difficult thing that you have to do in your life. But although it is difficult, we all have to practice this amazing quality of being patient. Now, in Buddhism, being silent, tolerating, and enduring everything out of fear does not mean the real patience. In Buddhism, the real patience comes with a deeper meaning of life. When someone has a deeper meaning of his life, and when someone has knows the true nature of life, then it's very easy for that person to be patient and to practice the amazing quality of patience. Normally, when we tolerate and when we become silent, the reason why we become silent is because of the fear. Sometimes we have no choice to do anything, right? In that case, we become silent. But the Buddha says that that is not the true patience. Someone can see such kind of a person and say, oh, he is patient. But that's not the true patience, because that person doesn't have the power. That person doesn't have the authority to do something, right? So being patient out of fear is not the true patience. The Buddha says about the real patience like this. In Vipacitti Sutta, it is mentioned, when a person endowed with strength patiently endures a weakling, they call that the supreme patience. The weakling must be patient always. So the real patience comes when you understand that there is the beast inside you. What is that beast? The anger. And if you're afraid of that anger, and if you're afraid of that beast to control your life, and if you can be patient in that situation by controlling your emotions and controlling your thoughts and controlling your anger and deciding to not to harm that person, that is called the true patience and the real patience. To practice such kind of a patience, you have to have to do a great dedication. Sometimes you have to go through a lot of hardships. You have to endure a lot. But still, why you become patient? Because you believe that being patient is the greatest virtue that you can practice in life. And you believe that you are much more better than them. And you have a better qualities than them.
If you believe in that, you can truly be patient.
To practice patience, the Buddha offers us a path of thinking in a more deeper level of understanding through our life. So suppose a person comes to you and treat you with rude words, right? Or treat you with their meanness. How can you avoid that situation without even worrying? How to do that? So the Buddha teaches us to look at this situation through the three marks of existence. So what are three marks of existence? So the Buddha says the three marks of existence are anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Impermanence, suffering, and non-self. So anicca. Anicca is the understanding about the impermanence. So the Buddha said that everything in life is subjected to change. If you look at our life, there is nothing that we can hold on to and think and find that is not subjected to change. So once you understanding this intrinsic nature or the inherent nature of impermanence, it's very easy to let go of that anger and to be patient. Because let's say someone blamed you or someone treated you with rude words, okay? Right at the moment that you heard that voice, that those words, they became impermanent, right? But here's the problem. Why does we hear the same thing again and again, what they said in our mind, and we keep creating that chain of thought, and we keep creating that anger in our mind? Because the mind has the nature to recreate everything that we heard or what we experienced. Okay, so we think that they abused me, they hurt me, and they treated me with these rude words. So I should not be treated like this. But in reality, those words had been impermanent now. They have been vanished. For an example, the words that you heard from me before, now everything has been vanished. They don't exist. That's the reality of life. But once you're understanding this true and intrinsic nature of impermanence, it's very easy to let go of the anger because you don't find anything to hold on to now. What is the word that we have to hold on to now in this moment to be angry? No, it has gone. So once you understand this true nature of impermanence, it's very easy to practice patience. And the second thing that we have to understand is dukkha. Dukkha often refers to as suffering. So the Buddha said that the pain and suffering is a part of our life. So you cannot remove that. We have to face that situation, okay? Because that is the nature of living. The nature of life is, it is always connected or characterized by the pain or suffering. This is not to worry about the pain or the suffering, but to see it as a part of life and accept it. Learn to be with it. Learn to deal with it. That is how we can understand the suffering. And the final thing that we have to realize and understanding is the nature of anatta. The nature of anatta is the nature of not self or non-self, right? The Buddha says that there are things in your life that are out of your control. Not every time you're going to have everything according to your wishes. Okay? There are things that are out of our range of control. Once we understand this true nature of anatta or non-self, it is really easy to accept the truth in life. And it is very easy to not to worry about the things that we cannot control. So if you look at the life, if you look at the situations in your life, in these three marks of existence, the Buddha said that it is really easy to practice the patience. It is really easy to love people, to give your kindness to people, because we know that we are not going to last forever, and we know that they are not going to last forever. What they did was not going to last forever. What they said was not going to last forever. So we can let go of the anger and we can move on. So these are the few things and few realizations that will help us to practice the patience in your life. So keep this in your mind and be patient. Namo Buddhaya.